This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have a new text message.
Shout out to those of you that are sending your texts around the clock. We came into work this morning and there's like five new questions here. The overnight.
Yeah.
We love it.
You're getting those texts 25-8.
It's text roulette with Elizabeth and Radar. It's The Mix, and it is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. Asking your anonymous questions on the radio. Send them in to the text line. Same number as the phone line. 414-432-1099. Radar, let's spin that wheel.
All right.
See which text question we are going to land on.
Grab this. Zing.
24.
Hey, number 24.
Okay, let me tab
over. Count it down.
I have to tab over. There's 10 on a page.
Yeah. It's always good.
Pretty straightforward question.
Sift through them. Okay, what do we got?
Is it disrespectful when your partner checks out other women, or am I being too sensitive? Sounds like someone may have had a situation that just happened when they were out and about in the world. Is it disrespectful when your partner checks out other women, or am I being too sensitive? You asking if you're being too sensitive makes me feel like you might be getting gaslighted by the person in your relationship, and maybe they were telling you that you're being too sensitive.
It depends on how they're checking out this other person.
Definitely.
You know, if you're sitting there going, look at that, or say, oh, look at her outfit. What do you think of that?
If you're like, I want to go home with that person because they look so good.
Ooh, fine.
Careful. Who says ooh, fine? Is that what you said back in?
That's what I always say. Look, I got that old Gen X thing.
When did you meet Jen? Jess? Oh my God, Jen.
Back in 1990. So yeah.
So that was the line?
You're fine. People still say that.
What did you say?
Fine.
Your wife, because you guys were hanging out. Just like TLC Scrubs.
Yeah,
we were. He was hanging out the side of his best friend's ride.
We were.
Hollering at shorties on the corner. Which it actually worked for him. He ended up marrying the girl.
I did. Yeah.
What did you guys say? Did you guys actually like whistle? Did you yell?
Hey there. That's basically what it was. And we were driving by.
So that's what it was. Dude acts like he's got such game over here.
No. I don't have game. I have Riz.
Oh, my God.
That's a new one. I just brought that to the table here. I'm learning from my high school team.
So you didn't say anything with substance?
No, it was just, hey there. And then it was on. The chase was on.
And somehow, Jess was like, that one.
Okay, yeah.
I think I want to marry you and have three kids.
Yeah. And then when we're walking around, I can't sit there and go, hey there. What are you looking at? Oh, sorry. I was just saying the outfit. It looks really good.
But yes, Radar, with you, I agree that it's context, but I also feel like if a partner tells you, hey, something makes me uncomfortable, someone that's in a loving, supportive relationship should also sit back and go, oh, I didn't intend that, because you don't want to disrespect your partner.
Right, but then that's it starts it. And no matter what you say, you have to be careful the way you say it. You need to address your partner first and then
always
say, hey, check this out. I love the way you look, but look at this outfit on her or look at her hair, whatever. Although I still think that would kind of get a little bit of sensitivity there, like, why are you checking her out? No, I just happened to see this person walk in front of me.
Oh, so you wish I was a blonde? Got it.
Wait a minute, am I at home right now? Holy cow.
So, okay, the question here for Text Roulette, did we answer it?
I don't know. Is
it disrespectful when your partner checks out other women, or am I being too sensitive?
We kind of did, but I think we should have some help with this situation. What does everybody else think?
Phone lines are open.
Let's go.
Text in, call in, 414-432-1099. If you're asking the question, tells me maybe it's gone a little too far, but are you dealing with some insecurities? Is it that?
Are we making too much light of this? Like, there could be some people who say, wait a minute, you guys are laughing about this.
That's maybe, a good point, too.
Maybe you have a different perspective in the whole situation.
What do you think? How about this mixed listener with Text Roulette? Call, text. Have you been through something like this? How'd you handle it? And what advice do you have for them? Be a part of the show now.
Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors.
This is your chance to help out a mixed listener with this morning's Text Roulette. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. And the question that we received to the Siding Unlimited text line is... is it disrespectful when your partner checks out other women, or am I being too sensitive? Old Soul Joan, join in the show.
Hey, what's up, Old Soul Joan?
What do you want to say?
I want to say it's no big deal. I mean, with my ex-husband, it was just like he had this attitude where, you know, you end up coming home to me. So what's the problem?
Oh.
At least you know that... you know, they still are alive.
So you don't mind if he reads the menu as long as he comes home to the restaurant?
Ew.
Right. I mean, it's a matter of being respectful.
That's what I feel like, too. It really is.
And self, that is disgusting.
Yeah.
Then because you feel like you're not worthy enough.
You ain't want to be drooling all over people. Whoa, careful.
Yeah. That's the line. I mean, not knowing any more about this situation with this couple, but that is the line. If it is truly... complimenting or, you know, checking out that other woman at your expense, meaning like, gosh, why don't you wear clothes like her?
Why aren't you blonde with that curly hair?
That's so disrespectful and manipulative and not healthy at all.
I mean, my ex-husband, at least when we were getting along, because he's an ex now, but when we were, married and everything like that, and I was invited to a bachelorette party, and I got a lap dance for crying out loud, and he didn't care.
What was the guy's name?
Well, I don't know.
Do you remember the song?
He was one of the strippers that came to the bachelorette
party. Yeah, Old Soul Joan.
Wait, what year was this? I wonder what song was playing.
Honey, I'm old. This was back in the 90s.
Okay, so it could have been AC/DC Pour Some Sugar on Me.
It could have been. No, that's Def Leppard. Yeah, it could be Genuine.
That's Def Leppard.
Oh, yeah, it could have been. Little Pony, like
that's
this.
What it was.
Right here. Yeah.
Okay, Old Soul Joan, we are so glad you called in this morning. You're always so great when you participate in Text Roulette. Thank you for taking the time. And we'll send this back to this mixed listener, and they can take it for what it's worth and maybe look at it through a different lens. But if you have a question that you want to have answered, send them in. They're anonymous to the text line at 414-432-1099, and we could be talking to you coming up on the show.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.